You know, when he spoke to us about this Jordan baptism and started opening that wide, and man, he would go one layer after another, after another, after another. And Anna joined in with me, and she started getting peeled down, and my golly. And he peeled us down to the original fear, and then he went further than that. He says, I want the generational bloodline, the identity shift. There's nothing that came out. There ain't no curse come up in your spirit. See, your spirit is seated with God. And God's not authoring a curse, but things pass into the soul and the body. You wear things that don't belong to you, legally don't belong to you. You're born again, and your soul has a right for full transformation, and your body has a right for full transformation. Legally, your body's been raised from the dead. Legally, your soul's been raised, but we have to appropriate that part. God did the spirit part, that he has to do it, but he does it with our faith. Amen. He does it with our faith, but he took in the bloodline and broke that umbilical cord. I spoke to you about that umbilical cord, how the Lord would not even call his own mother, mother. Because he had been separated, he was a truly new creation. It was a new creation. Truly, if you're raised from the dead, you don't belong to the former. And that rolled it all the way back to Egypt. He rolled it all the way back to Adam. And there was something that took place last Tuesday. He severed that cord. I've been working a whole month on it. I knew it was there, and he severed that thing. I mean, some of you, you come from a glorious household. I didn't. I mean, you walk with God long enough, you'll get identity shifts. He changed names all the time. He changed them in the New Testament too. He changed them in the old, changed them in the new. Because when he shifts your identity, he changes your name. Abram to Abraham. Jacob, little deceiver, supplanter to Israel. Saul to Paul. He changes identity shifts. He changes the name function. I'm not asking you to go change your name. Don't get religious. I mean, I'm just telling you there's an identity shift that takes place. I don't belong to that man. I don't belong to his seed anymore. I'm born again, but my soul has now been retracted from that bloodline. My body's been retracted from that. I don't give any of those things right now. I don't want any of that stuff living there. So call me Abbasin. Amen. I'm just telling you, I'm free. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Lift up your head, O you gates. Lift up your head, you everlasting door, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? Boy, he's the one that came out with Joshua, the Lord strong in battle. And he says it again, lift up your head, O you gates. Lift up your head, you everlasting door. Who is this King of glory? Lord of hosts, the Lord of the angelic armies of heaven. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. God is like really taking this to a new level right now. The angelic armies of the Lord. We discovered a couple weeks ago, last week, Jacob's ladder. The ladder, the angels ascending, descending, belonged to the seed. And he actually prophesied the seed when he spoke to him. And notice that ladder stretched from heaven to earth. It stretched down through the second heaven, but there was no second heaven interference. No devil in sight, no warfare. It was straight line from third heaven to first heaven. Angels ascended, descended freely with the glory of God. He says, I will stay with you in this until I fulfill all that I have spoken to you. And then we see Christ. He goes, in thy seed, all the families of the earth be blessed. And that was Christ. And then Nathaniel, he told Nathaniel, you're going to see the angels ascend and descend. That was right after his commission, by the way. I mean, he was calling his disciples right after his commission. He starts seeing the angels descending. So we knew he had this open heaven ladder now. And boy, that's going out. That's going out there. I'm just telling you, there's some prominent people out there that have gotten this message. And very powerful stuff that's happening. I mean, signatory people. But the Lord said, I'm not done with this. Because I need you to understand what's coming with the crown. He said the crown is not only going to bring the greatest single wealth transference in human history and the greatest single move of God in human history, say human history, but it's bringing an army with it. There's an army that's been assigned to this crown. And I need you to be aware of this army. It's the awareness. How many of you become more aware of the angels lately? if you're not aware of them, you're fighting way too many battles on your own. They are there as ministering flames of fire, sent to minister on the behalf of the heirs of salvation. They are sent to minister. You got angels when you're a babe. You got angels when you're a son. You've got protector angels, but the ministering angels, the flames of fire, they minister on the behalf of the heirs. It's the heirs that are bringing the angelic host in. It's the heirs because they come with your maturity. They come with your wisdom. They come with your faith. They come with your understanding. They come with your seat and where you're positioned. They come with the authority that you're moving in. They come in those realms like that. They come with your faith. If you know who you are, you have an inherited right to know that you are Abraham's seed. You are an heir of Jacob's ladder. It is yours. If you be Christ and you're Abraham's seed, an heir, say heirs. I'm an heir of the ladder. Boy, I do it all the time now. I am constantly working a lot. Now I'm realizing the angels are actually fulfilling the final part of this roadmap. Zion highway up, highway down. When the highway down gets complete, all the glory from the right hand of God's coming down that highway. And if you understand who you are, it will come through you. Not apart from you, through you. So he kept going with me. And he started opening something up, and I was dreaming all night last night. You ever get in a dream state where your mind is, I don't know what is going on, but my body is snoring. I heard my body snoring, but my mind is wide awake. I'm like, this is the most incredible thing, because I do snore, because I was hearing myself snoring, but my mind is completely awake, but my body is asleep. I'm like, God, I've never done this before like this. Where my mind, and I'm zinging too, and I mean, stuff's coming through me, and I mean, I'm seeing the angel. I saw this white horse come out last night. He's white fire. I heard when you get a flame as hot as it can be, it turns white. Why? It goes blue, then white. The white horses are going to be all chariots of fire. And I saw myriad company of angels, and he goes, you must understand what this army is going to do in the last days. And he took me to Elisha. And I told Tina, I said, man, I got a prophet's message today. I said, get out there. She was all up in the anointing. She goes, can I just come to a service? I heard her say it in her spirit. She didn't say it. She goes, can I just come to a service and receive? But the anointing goes out in front. So go to 2 Kings chapter 2. Man, we are a blessed bunch. Man, you should have your faith rolling. There's so many things to have your faith rolling in. I dreamed this whole thing all night long. It said it came to pass. It's when Elisha, they came over the Jordan, by the way. Everything happens in the Jordan. It's amazing they come through the Jordan. That's a type of baptism because Elisha is about to be ordained and commissioned. And Elijah is the type of Christ. Elisha is the type of last day army of God. He said, Elijah said unto Elisha, what shall I do for thee before I'm taken away? That's the Lord saying, ask me. That's John 17. Ask me. He's saying, ask me. And Elisha, he asked big. He went for it big. He said, I pray thee, give me a double portion of what's on you. Double portion on the greatest single prophet that walked the earth. I want double. But he got one portion of it. He said, just give me a little bit of what you got. He didn't ask for a little bit. He said, give me double what you got. Even Elijah said, man, you have asked a hard thing. You have asked something very hard. But he said, nevertheless, here it is. This is the master key. That's going to unlock this prophetic generation. This is Christ talking to us. If you see me in my resurrection, when I am taken up from you, it shall be done unto you. Say, it shall be done. If you see me, you can have what I have. You can have the highest level of testimony given to man. And it came to pass. What he saw stayed with him. He got a boat full. That double portion came in the form of an army that was given to him. An army that, unlike any other army that had been seen. And that army is being reassigned. Boy, there are some seriously skilled warriors in that army. And we're going to have a boatload of them. Coming with a crown. I want you to get yourself in position as an heir. You're going to have to be bold and ask big. And you're going to have to hold that and not let it go. And he says, behold, they were just talking and bam, it happened just like that. They were just talking and it's a suddenly. And behold, there appeared a chariot of fire. I want you to underline chariot of fire and write that down. And a horses of fire. And I want you to write that down. And it parted them both asunder. The chariot moved right in the middle of them. And Elijah went up in a whirlwind. And Elijah saw it. He saw it. He said, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. I see it all. I see the chariot of fire. I see the horses of fire and the horsemen. That's a very special type of angelic host. And not only did he get the mantle because it fell, Elijah, and boy, he took that mantle and he ran his clothing and slapped the water and it parted. And all the prophets saw it. They were giving him such a hard time. Said, you know, your master can be taken from you today. Yeah, hold your peace. He's basically just shut up. Shut up. Said, you know, your master, you're going to be like one of us when he's taken away from you today. You got a good place right now, but he's going to be gone. You're going to have to come back over here. As he just hold your peace. Shut your trap. Boy, when he smote the waters, they all saw it. And they said, the spirit of Elijah. Elijah does rest on Elisha. And they come and did homage. And they knew it was on him. Man, he had power. I want to talk to you just about something that was given to him in that eyewitness exchange. When he looked upon the horses and the chariots of fire, there was literally an army of chariots, an army of horses of fire that were given to Elijah. An army, say an army. This is what God is bringing with a crown. Man, he spoke to me the other day. He goes, what crown does not have wealth? I mean, it was like that almost. He goes, and what crown doesn't have an army? And when did I ask you to do the battle? Because your position's with me. Because I'm going to do it for you. Abbasin! I am Abbasin. So let me set this up for you. Because Elisha had everything. We're going to have everything he had. Man, I'll tell you, I don't know about you. When I see some operation on some man in the Bible, I'm like, I lay hold of that. I say, that is mine. I lay hold, especially when the Holy Ghost is or the seven spirits of God. Same person, but I like to call him seven spirits of God. He honed you into that. He goes, I need you to understand this before the crown comes. I need you to know there's an army here. You need to be very aware of how they function, how they operate. You're going to need them. He said, you don't understand what's going to unfold in these last days. You're going to need this army. King Assyria keeps making war with King of Israel. Now, Elisha, man, Jehoram, he's King of Israel. He's Ahab's son. He's not a right. He's a wicked king. But Elisha is there because of God to protect Israel. Because that covenant, he's protecting it. This king of Syria keeps trying to invade. And Elisha's sitting up in his prayer closet. And he keeps sending messages to the king. Said, okay, he's going to invade such and such place. Every time he was thwarting the invasion of a coming army. And the king of Syria got so upset, he called all of his people in the chamber, and he said, which one of you are betraying me? Basically, he said, we're not betraying you. He goes, there's a prophet. Say, there's a prophet. And he can hear what you whisper in your bedchamber. It don't matter what you say to any one of us. As soon as you voice it, he knows it. You could whisper it in your bedchamber, king, and he's going to know it. And that king got furious. He just picked the wrong guy to get furious with. He wasn't in playing in the sandbox Christianity. He's done messing with an heir that had an army. And that king came out against him. And that's where we'll pick it up, because he's going to take this man out. In verse 13, and he said, the king is here. Go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, behold, he's in Dothan. Therefore, send he horses and chariots, tanks, and a great host. They came by night, encompassed the city about. Okay, so it's pretty big, because they've encompassed the whole city. They are compassed, they're walled in. And when the servant of the man of God had risen early, he's a new one. Gehazi just got leprosy from stealing Naaman's money. He said, listen, there's a time for money, and this ain't the time. And you just disqualified yourself from going on with me, and the leprosy that's on Naaman's now on you. Sometimes you're going to get the leprosy off your life. You're going to have to go back again and again and again. But he's going to get it off and make you white as snow. He sent servants. He says, Master! And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, he rose up early. When the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, the host compassed the city with horses and chariots. And the servant said to him, Master! He basically said, wake up! What shall we do? I mean, how would you like to walk out? These people want to kill you. It's you and this crazy prophet you're hanging around. And you're brand new. You just joined up with him just last week. You following him now. First great assignment. It's a host of people who want to kill you. You and a prophet. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, Lord. He wasn't praying, Lord, Lord, help me. He was praying for his new servant. Help him, Lord. Open his eyes that he may see. What you see in that realm is far greater than what you see in this realm. That's why the enemy's constantly after the eye of your heart. That's what he wants. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, watch this, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire. Go back to 2 Kings 2, verse 11, when he was ordained and he saw Elisha. And behold, there appeared a chariot of fire. When he saw Elijah go up, and horses of fire. And he saw the horsemen. It was a very elite special forces that filled the whole mountain where they were. And they were flooded. God had given him an army in the middle of that exchange when he asked for a double portion. Not only did he get what was on Elijah, God said, I'm going to give you an army. Because you asked big, and because you can see, and because you were commissioned, I will give an army to you. This army's like no other army. And Elijah could see them. He knew they were there. Single man sitting there. Fire. Say chariots of fire. Ministering flames of fire. Horses of fire. He said, don't worry. They that be for us is far greater than that what's cupping our city. And all Elijah had to do, God was waiting, because they're assigned to him. You have to understand, they are assigned. They were just waiting for the word. They were present, ready, and waiting, and Elisha knew they were there. All he had to do was pray one word. Once you have them, Once you got it, you got it. You're talking about a commissioned man here now. When you get commissioned, this house is about to get commissioned. God is converging everything into an apostolic commissioning. That is not a person. That is a government that comes on all. And Elisha prayed, Lord, bless these people. Smite them! Smite them! Watch what he prayed, though. Oh, remarkable. Smite him with blindness. This army of warrior chariots, horses smitten with blindness, and they walk up to Elisha in a blind state. He said, Oh, the man you seek, he's not here. But come follow me, I'll bring you to the man you're looking for. And he marches them right into Samaria, where Jehoram, the king of Israel, is sitting there. And then he says, now, Father, open their eyes. And suddenly they're in Samaria, and the king of Israel says, they're mine now. Let me smite them. Look at this, though. That king, because of his wickedness, he was supposed to have a higher precedence than that prophet. But he had to submit to that prophet because that king did not know who he was in the Lord. But that prophet did know. You got to know who you are. It doesn't matter office and rank. If you don't know who you are, you can have an office and not know who you are. You will be subservient. You got to know who you are, not in a proud state, but you've got to know in the spirit who you are. You must accept the transformation of God to know who you are. You cannot keep carrying old things. There has to be a fundamental identity shift. And that king never got it. He had a prophet right there. He should have learned from him. He said, let me kill him. Elisha said, no. Elisha, giving the king orders. He said, would you kill an army that you just came up around to surrender to you? These are surrendered men. Feed them. Make them a meal. And send them on to their king. That's how God deals with it. Not an ounce of blood was shed. Not an ounce of blood was shed. But the whole army was delivered. God wasn't warring with flesh and blood. He didn't even hold those soldiers at that time accountable to that wicked king they were under. He said, send them back. Feed them and send them back. Say, feed them. Send them back. Go on your way. That's powerful. He had an army to dismantle the whole army. Because he knew who he was. That king could have had that army if he knew who he was. And he wouldn't have been afraid. But he was wicked. Look at Psalm 68. It says the chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands. It actually says thousands and thousands of angels. And the Lord is among them. Say, the Lord is among them. They work by the presence of God, by the way. They don't work with dried up, cracked cracker juice Christianity. They don't work with that. They don't work when you're dried up. They work when the presence of the Lord is present. When he's present, they're present. They work with the presence and the union. You can't run from God for 10 years and get in trouble and say, call upon a host of angels. They work in accordance to your place and position. But God has spoken this heavily. He won't let me off of it. He says, understand, you have an army. They are coming with a crown. They are going to facilitate this government on the behalf of the crown. They've already been assigned to it. It's one of the reasons why we have a crown. He wants us to understand what's in it. He wants you to understand you have an inherited right to Jacob's ladder. Say inherited right. You got to start working it every day. You haven't figured out the kingdom of God doesn't just happen. The kingdom of God is a direct result of your union with God and your wisdom and your maturity. Amen.
and your obedience.
See, we got an army. Okay, so scene changed now. Now they're all holed up in Samaria, and now a massive famine have come in. I mean, it's bad. Elisha's in the city with them. King's in the city. They're all holed up, and there's an army that surrounded them. Now God's going to do this differently this time. And it got so bad that there was actually cannibalism taking place. The mothers were eating their own. They were trading off. One of the mothers said, we'll do your son tomorrow, mine. And when it came down for tomorrow, that she said, no way. And she ran to the king. King got all upset because he doesn't know God. He wants to blame who? Elisha. He wants to blame God. He wants to blame Elisha. He says, you're responsible for this stuff. Be careful when you start blaming things. And he had a front man. He was right-hand man. He should have had Elisha as his front, as his right-hand man. He'd have been a lot well off if he had done that. But he had a right-hand man. So that's where we'll pick this one up at. Verse 32. Praise God. And Elisha sat in his house. They're all in Samaria, and the elders sat with him. And the king sent a man from before him. See that right-hand man? Woe to the right-hand man. He just got in a place he shouldn't have been. And before him, and ere the messengers came in, and he said to the elders, notice that omnipresent omniscience that's working. Notice, remember, it was working when Elisha was telling the king everything that was happening. Here it goes again. He already knows this man's walking in before he even arrives. Don't you love that? I love it. See you. And he sat with the elders. He said, look how this son of a murderer has sent to take away my head. He says, now, look. When a messenger cometh, shut the door and hold him fast at the door. It is not the sound of his master feet behind him. His master will follow soon. Here we go again. The enemy's trying to take Elisha out. He's dangerous. Trying to take him out. Wants to kill him. Now the king wants to kill him. The king of Israel. Send his right hand man. You're to blame for this. Chapter 7, verse 1. And Elisha said, now hear the word. Now he starts prophesying. Good time to start prophesying. He said, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. Now understand, they are encased with an army in famine, and they're eating their young. I think they're selling dove's dung too. They would take dung and sell it for food. I don't think anybody in America has gotten there yet. When we see the grocery store doesn't have bread on the aisles, we're like, meat? It says, thus saith the Lord, tomorrow at this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and two measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria will be sold. Everything will turn to normal by this time tomorrow. That's like saying, prophesying, America will be back to normal tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Everybody be back to work, and ain't nobody believing anything he's saying. They're eating their young. Even the front man of the king had to speak up. Wrong time to say something, by the way. Then the Lord, he was a Lord. He was the front man of Jehoram. And whose the hand of the king leaned and answered the man of God and said, behold, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, might this thing be? He said, if God would open up the windows, this wouldn't even happen. Elisha said, you'll see it, but you're not going to eat not even a morsel of it. You spoke at the wrong time. Young man, you don't know who you're dealing with. I'm not in phase one Christianity here. I'm not in Christianity 101. You have picked the wrong guy. You're messing with the wrong dude. What happened was, these lepers, there's four of them, they're all dying. He goes, look, we can sit in the city and die, or we can go fall upon the king of Syria. Maybe they'll have mercy on us and feed us something. We're going to die anyway, so why not just run out to the army and see if they'll help us, because ain't nobody got food in here. So they go out there, and all of a sudden, everybody's gone. But the horses are there, and all their goods are there, and suddenly these four lepers are instantaneous millionaires. They have everything so much that they go and tell the city, but look what happens. Just incredible. But what the Lord honed me on, he goes, no, no, you read it again. I want you to know what happened. I'm like, I see what happened. He goes, no, I want you to see what happened. I said, all right. 2 Kings 7:5, and they rose up in the twilight to go in the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come to the uttermost part of the camp, behold, there was no man there. Watch this. This happened as soon as Elisha gave that word. Guess what was released? The host. The angelic host. The same ones that were with him in the last battle. They're there again. Watch what they did this time. I want them. I want them. And the Lord had made the host of the Syrians, what? To hear the noise of what? The chariots and what? Horses. Even the noise of a great host. That was no artificial noise. God just opened their ears to hear the chariots of fire and the horses of fire that surrounded them. And it was such a terrible sound that they thought the king had hired emissaries to come and fight. And they left immediately. They left everything they had. And they ran. Because that army showed up again. That angelic army showed up again. You know, the same ones that tore the walls of Jericho down. The same army that smote them with blindness. This time, same army. God just opened it because I want you to hear the sound of thunder. I hear the sound of the army of the Lord. When they heard it, fear and panic struck their heart. And confusion, they all left. And these lepers come upon this scene and they go, oh my God. And they start going into the tents, and there's silver and there's gold and there's food, and they start eating. And then they said, we can't contain all this. I'm sure they went and hid a little bit of stuff for themselves before they let everybody else in on the inheritance. I mean, I probably would have. I'm like, listen. By the time these hungry people get out there, and I'll be left, go and hide some in the woods, then we'll go tell everybody. I mean, nobody. Them lepers never getting anything. Now God has put them on the top. And all of a sudden, guess the king shows up. And he calls his right-hand man, you know, the Lord. He said, you're in charge of the gate. Put you in charge of the gate. I want to know everything that's coming in and out now that God has delivered us. I'm going to put you in charge of the supply line. You stand in the gate. You manage the gate. That Lord stood in the gate, and the people trampled him down. They were so hungry. He was probably trying to exercise authority at the wrong time. And they literally trampled him to his death, fulfilling the word of Elisha, saying, you'll see it. Because they're going to bring it through the gate, but you're not going to eat it because you're going to trample you down. That was the only man, by the way, that died out of those two great battles. Not one single person died except that man that came out against the word of the Lord in pride. And he's the only one. The army, and when the Lord spoke that, he spoke that to me. I wasn't even thinking about it. It was last night while I was seeing all this. I saw all these battles being played out. I don't know how to explain where I was in. I was all up in something last night. And I was just, all this stuff was going through me. And I saw, and the Lord said, notice, not one man died except that man. I defeated two armies, and they all returned to their masters without 1 ounce of blood being shed. These angels are not warring with flesh and blood. They are warring with the principalities and powers, but they will put down the darkness. They will put down the darkness for you. And they'll release the darkness over flesh and blood so the captives get liberated. Even the ones that are doing you evil will get returned to wherever they came from. Because they are not our problem. He said they are a very special group. Chariots of fire. He goes, what do you think that white horse is going to look like when it runneth? It's a white horse of fire. Of the highest fire. The highest level of purity. He said, no. You've got to have God tell you this to have the kind of faith for this. You have to have God tell you this. Listen to me. You have to know as an heir, you have ministering flames of fire that have been assigned to your calling and who you are in the last days. They're assigned to your office. They're going to a whole bunch of them be assigned to this church. What if we all start carrying a whole bunch of them in here? What if we all start bringing Jacob's ladder up in here together? Oh, there's a Jacob ladder over there. There's one over there. There's one back there. The one right here. There's one of them in the middle. And then all of a sudden, all those ladders come up together. And all them angels that you brought in, that we brought them in, that are bored because we never give them anything to do. All of a sudden, they flood the house with glory. And they flood it. And they start pushing back all the darkness everywhere. And they create a huge, massive open heaven, cylinder open heaven. And I was saying it. Oh, I'm remembering so many things from last night. I kept saying, oh, it's a cylinder. I'm in a cylinder. I'm in the middle of a cylinder. They build a cylinder around you. It's in a ladder. Look at it. It's a big cylinder of light. I saw it that day when we did the apostolic procession. It was this flame of light. It was fire that created this cylinder of fire that went straight up into the heavens. I was seeing our day. And I saw the angels coming through the gate. I was seeing our day 12 years ago when I did the apostolic procession. When we did that here, I was seeing everything that we're all about to walk in right now. Chuck goes, he goes, do you think God could have at least, you know, did it have to be 12 years? We thought we were ready that day. Praise God. Let's get it. Praise God. 12 years later. There it is. Hoo, there it is. I saw the flame of fire, and it was just massive cylinder of light, and it stretched up in the heavens. I saw it during the conference. Watch this. I got to tell you what happened, because you'll understand some things are what's happening right now. We were in the middle of a conference. Our worship team was hitting stuff that week that none of us understood how they did that, because we had never heard that sound before, and it showed up that week. This glory showed up that week. It was awesome until Sunday came around. Monica's up there, and they are in a groove, and they're playing golden sash around his waist, and he's walking in the midst of, and they're all up in the glory, and they hit this stuff, and you knew it was the marching war army of God. And when it hit, the electricity hit the atmosphere, and all of a sudden I was up there spinning 100 miles an hour. And this lady sees an open heaven cylinder that goes all the way up to heaven. And there's an angel above me swirling a sword while I was spinning. And he threw it up in the heavens. And he shouted, commissioned. And we thought revival was on. Because you could feel it in the place. And then Sunday morning came. We walked up in here, and I couldn't get my words. I had to take a spatula and throw them out. As soon as they come out of my mouth, they drop down to the ground. It was so dead in here. We had been up in heaven. It was so glorious. And all of a sudden, we went back to whatever we were in that day, and it was awful. I mean, back in the day, if he could have just explained it to me and said, hey, babe, you're not ready. You still got to take 10 years in the right hand of God. And after that, then you'll be ready after that. But he didn't tell us that. He just said, walk on. Keep going. But then it was soon after we got introduced to the right hand of God. Right hand of God started. And our journey went up. And every year we'd say, this is our year. This is our year. And Tina would come out. We didn't even have an anointing that could sustain revelation knowledge like that. So God brought Tina in here, and she'd been sitting up there 3.5 years in the back. And I didn't even know. She didn't say a word who she was. All of a sudden I got laid out of there, and she starts prophesying. I'm like, who is this prophesying to me? And she said, I've been here 3.5 years. She didn't say a word. all of a sudden we find out she had this thing called a breaker anointing. And God sent her in here because these words needed an anointing we didn't have. And she would come in here almost every single service and break open a ground that we could release, that we're releasing so freely now. We couldn't release this freely before. We didn't have an atmosphere for it, but she would break that open and we could preach it. And we did it year after year after year after year. Let's give God glory. And we made every mistake under the sun, just about like anybody else would. I mean, what are you going to do when you don't even know you're carrying something? You don't even know what it is. But now we've come full circle. And that commission was for the right hand of God, lay the groundwork of the right hand. That's what that commission was. There's another commission coming. This one is going to involve all of us. You better get your eyes set to see him. Because when you see him, he's coming with gifts. The word I got was, he has given us our heart's desire, not withholding the request of our lips. For he is coming to set a crown of pure gold upon our head. He comes out to meet us. He comes out to meet us with a blessing of goodness. When you see him, he's got gifts. I saw the angels the first time they were breaking out that door and going to the right and left. I saw them carrying things and gifts and callings and administrations and offices, and they were running so fast. The government's going to break out far beyond this place, but I know it's going to break out here. God may have 5,000 more out there. I don't know, but I know what he has here. And I know that we are on the cutting edge. And this is one of the final revelations. If it is quite possibly the final one, the angelic army that accompanies this crown, the processional army that goes out in front. And everything he's been saying is going to function and operate in that government. He's going to light this place up. He's going to light you and me up. He's going to bring us into a transfiguration that none of us are quite ready for. I saw Anna this morning in prayer. She went into this cloud of glory. It was something I was seeing in the future. And she come out blazing. He said, that's transfiguration glory. That's part of the commission. We are on the threshold right now of seeing the Lord Jesus and having this office that he's been building for 33 years, this corporate office, be commissioned. And when he does, we all get commissioned. But he's telling you what's in it right now. And he's been telling us, and it's coming with an army. And it's coming with a wealth transference. That army is still operative now. Chariots of fire and horses of fire, they're very real. And they're not here to do humans harm. Unless humans get in the way. They are here to liberate people from darkness. And they're very skilled. And they're part of our inheritance. And a huge host is coming with a crown. Notice what the Lord said. I'm going to close with this. Can I not now, presently, call upon my Father for 12 legions of angels, and they would not now presently deliver me right now? 72,000 angels could have delivered him with one word. All he had to do is speak it. And they would have delivered him, and he could have, out of disobedience, kept himself from his own cross. All he had to do is say one word. They had been, bam, right there. He withheld his inherited right as an act of substitution for us. And he substituted himself into that death. And now we get to call upon them as heirs of God. The Lord's given them to us. The ones he did not call upon, he took our death. And now he's given an army for us to call upon. And they're going to do some pretty spectacular things in the last days. I want to play apostolic procession. The reason I want to do that, because I want you to understand the history of what's behind this, because everything in this procession is about to happen right now. We are in the direct time of that whole portal being opened. But here's what I want you to see when we play this. I want you to see that in you. In you. Lift up your head, O you gates. Be you lifted up, you everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Lift up your head, O you gates. Lift up your head, O you everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall... Who is this King of glory? The Lord mighty in battle. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of the angelic armies of heaven. They are present with him. How many feel the weightiness of God on this right now? As we listen to this, I want you to feel and know and understand that prophetic operation that was given 12 years ago. The time is now, and it's coming to pass. Receive this gate as your gate. This is your gate now. It's your door.
Under the shadow of your wings. For thou art a continual habitation. The angels of the Lord swirling, 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 circling, the ministry, flames of fire, swirling, 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 warrior angels, angels of inheritance, angels of breakthrough and harvest, angels of ministration for the sons and daughters of the Most High. Flames of fire encamping around about us. Opening the gates, cleansing the gates, cleansing the portals, filling the portals, removing the obstructions, removing the hindrances, establishing the government. The apostolic government, for the increase of there is no end. The mystery of the kingdom of God. The apostolic government being established. The infilling, the outflow, the inflow, the outflow. Your gates shall be open day and night. They shall not at all be shut. For I shall bring forth the glory of the nations into, out of your gates. For the ministering flames of fire, cleansing the gates, opening the gates, washing the portals, filling the portals. The administration of angels encompassing the portal, circling around the portal. Commissioning the portal, Mr. Rambasatai, uncapping the well, government, kingdom government, the establishment of your government in the gate, the establishment of the pillars of government in the gate, the gate. Government flow. Sing it, Amanda. Sing it there. Into the portal, everybody. Into the portal now. Step into the portal right now. Emerging apostolic government, ancient gate. government. Hear the hinges rattle. Hear the locks rattle. Hear the doors. Walk through. Press through the eye of the needle. Take your seat in the gate. Take your seat in the gate. Procession of the Lord, moving through the gate. Procession of the Lord. Diversity of tongues through the gate. Salvation, worship, 24-hour, 7-day ministration, worship, intercession through the gate. Miracles, signs, wonders through the gate. Deliverance. Benevolence, the Mount Hebron inheritance through the gate, the Capernaum inheritance through the gate, the Macedonian grace through the gate, the discipling of the nations through the gate. The breath, the Ruah of God through the gate. The apostolic procession through the gate.
Open heaven.
Open.
Open heaven.
Open heaven. Mikadas. For the King of glory is coming through. Mistvan. With the procession of armies. The remnant, the establishment. Through the gate, emerge through the eye of the needle. No longer stuck, no longer in the miry clay, but through the gate. King of glory.
Through the gates of the ancient.
Oh, King of glory. Coming through. Who is this King of glory? Coming through. Who is this King of glory? Coming through the gate. This is your portal. This is your gate. This is your government. We honor you today, O King of glory. Standing in the gate. Standing. Reclaiming the authority of the ancient gate. Reclaiming the authority of the ancient portal. Bringing into the earth that which was and that which is to come.
Your gates.
The
to the gate. Spirit of glory, Spirit of wisdom and understanding, Spirit of counsel and might, Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. The kings coming through the gate, the priests, the Zerubbabel mantle coming through the gate, Joshua coming through the gate, Zerubbabel coming through the gate, the olive trees pouring the continual oil into the gate, through the gate, into and through, Jesus, the procession of the king.
Jesus,
I see Zerubbabel. I see Joshua. I see apostles. I see prophets. I see angels. I see teachers and evangelists. I see intercessors from the nation. I see them coming into and out of the gate. I see the Lord high and lifted up. His train is filling the temple. The procession is filling the temple. All bowing down before this king. High and lifted up. Full of glory. Full of majesty. Full of honor. Government resting upon your shoulders. Increase and multiplication on every side. A kingdom of harmony and peace where there is no division. A kingdom where they shall not break rank. A kingdom where they shall not turn the sword upon one another. A kingdom they stand unified in purpose. A kingdom of priests, a kingdom of kings, a kingdom, angels of the Lord swirling. Worship the great God Jehovah, the angels of the Lord encamping, swirling about us. The flame, the fire. I see cylinder of fire all around us. A cylinder for this day, says the Spirit of grace. I release brand new mantles in this place. Where you have not seen, you will see. Where you have not touched, you will touch. Those things that were inaccessible and the former government shall be fully accessible in this government that I bring, that I establish among you, says the Spirit of the Lord. For I have come to take my place in this gate. I've come to stand among you in this portal. I've brought the procession of heaven help you, to walk with you, to stand with you. I'll restore 100 for every one that would not stand. I will bring forth 100 that will, says the Spirit of the Lord. For this is the 100-fold inheritance. For that which would not stand, I come to stand with you, says the Spirit of the Lord. With the fullness of my glory and the continual oil upon me. For I am dripping in the gate this day. And I'm ready to release the oil of these latter days. I'm ready to fill the gates with all of my glory, says the Spirit of the Lord. The former and the latter reign together. I have come to stand, most old man, and I shall not be moved. Minaso Nonamanda. What are these storms? I say peace. Be still. Minamas. Who art thou, O great mount? Did I not say before this vision they would all become leveled ground? Fear not, says the Spirit of the Lord. I've come to fill the gate. Brushdine. I've come to bring the inheritance of the nations.